It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, November 1st, 2017. Today is the birthday of pioneering American novelist Stephen Crane, born in Newark, New Jersey in 1871. One of America's most influential realists at the end of the 19th century, he remains best known for his novels The Red Badge of Courage and Maggie, A Girl of the Streets. Stephen Crane was the 14th and last child of writer-suffragist Mary Helen Peck Crane and the Reverend Jonathan Townley Crane, a Methodist Episcopal minister. Raised by his older sister Agnes, Stephen attended prep school at Claverick College. He later studied at Lafayette College in Easton, Pennsylvania, and then at Syracuse University in upstate New York. He then moved to Paterson, New Jersey with one of his brothers and made frequent trips to nearby New York City, writing short pieces on what he experienced there. Crane embarked upon a literary career in earnest in the early 1890s when he moved to New York and began freelancing while working for the New York Tribune. Living a bohemian lifestyle among local artists, Crane gained firsthand familiarity with poverty and street life, focusing his writing efforts on New York's downtrodden tenement districts, particularly the Bowery. A once thriving area in the southern part of Manhattan, the post-Civil War era saw the Bowery's busy shops and hulking mansions replaced by saloons, dance halls, and brothels. While Crane most likely had completed an early draft of his first book, the novella Maggie, A Girl of the Streets, while studying at Syracuse, it wasn't until after moving to New York that he rewrote and completed the piece, its pages fortified with details he picked up from living in the Bowery. A compassionate story of an innocent and abused girl's descent into prostitution and her eventual suicide, Maggie was initially rejected by several publishers who feared that Crane's description of slum life would shock his readers. He published the novel himself in 1893 under the pseudonym Johnston Smith. Writer Hamlin Garland published a review following Maggie's release, calling the book the most truthful and unhackneyed study of the slums I have yet read. The work failed to garner further attention, though, and the expense of publishing it himself left Crane penniless. In 1895, he published what would become his most famous novel, The Red Badge of Courage, a work that followed an individual soldier's emotional experiences in the midst of a Civil War battle. The little novel became renowned for its realistic depictions of violent conflict. In fact, Crane had never been in military combat, constructing his battle scenes from research and what he referred to as skirmishes on the football field. Due to his new reputation as a war writer, he undertook a new career, that of a war correspondent. In 1897, he set sail for Cuba to report on the insurrection there. However, after the ship on which he was traveling sank, he spent more than a day adrift with three other men. His account of the experience resulted in one of the world's great short stories, The Open Boat. Despite his critical success, Crane's finances were in disarray and his health deteriorated. In May 1900, he checked into a health spa on the edge of the Black Forest in Germany, and a month later, he died of tuberculosis at age 28. A new biography, Stephen Crane, A Life of Fire, was published in 2014 by scholar Paul Sorrentino. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 1st, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.